Today, President-elect Donald Trump nominated South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley ambassador to the UN, even though she's been critical of him. Yesterday, Trump told the New York Times there might be man-made climate change. Waterboarding might not work. And earlier in the day, he said he won't bring legal action against Hillary Clinton. That led conservative Ann Coulter to tweet out, "Whoa, I thought we elected him president. Do we make him head of the FBI and DOJ?" And on Reddit, pro-Trump readers went ballistic. "Hey, Donald, a big chunk of people voted of you only because you promised you'd unleash the hounds of justice and let them finally rip the witch and her accomplices into meat pieces. If you don't hold this promise, you'll be out of office." Matt Visor is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. He joins us by Skype. And Matt, we talked this week about how Trump advisor Steve Bannon even co-founded a think tank in the 90s to investigate Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of disappointment here, a lot of jobs and money devoted to indicting her.
Yeah. And I mean, the irony here, I think, partly is that everybody kept waiting for Donald Trump to pivot toward a more general election posture in order to appeal to sort of more moderate parts of the electorate. He never did during the campaign. And, you know, it's interesting that we're now sort of seeing that pivot after he's won the election. He is alienating a lot of his supporters that got him into office. There's signs that people who are more moderate within the Republican and even the Democratic Party looking at these as positive signs that Trump will be a different type of president than the kind of guy that he ran as.
Talk about Nikki Haley, his first female pick, this time for a UN role. She supported Marco Rubio during the primary, was critical of Trump for failing to condemn the KKK. She's the daughter of Indian immigrants. Why Nikki Haley for Trump?
I think Trump is trying to forecast, you know, his ability to look past some of the wounds during the campaign. You see this, too, with him seriously considering Mitt Romney as Secretary of State. That said, I mean, I think there is some concern that people are already expressing about the qualifications that Nikki Haley has on foreign policy. She's a governor of South Carolina. She has a lot of credibility within the Republican Party, but that credibility doesn't necessarily come with her foreign policy know-how.
There are questions also about the qualifications of Ben Carson, who says he's being considered for the head of Housing and Urban Development. He's a doctor, of course, and he cites his experience as, "I grew up in the inner city and have spent a lot of time there." So there are questions there. But I want to take up the Trump Foundation. Filings with the IRS revealed that the foundation did violate rules of self-dealing. These are laws that prevent using money meant for charity to benefit the people behind the organization. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of also striking sort of revelation after the campaign is over. David Fahrenthold at the Washington Post was doing a lot of investigative work during the campaign, pointing out Trump's self-dealings, using his charitable foundation to pay for things that he personally benefited from. And now you have the foundation essentially admitting was not only right, but that they're owning up to it in some ways, and sort of admitting that their tax filings need to be changed in some ways. It was one of those hazy things during the campaign that I think bogged them down, but the Trump campaign often muddied the waters by attacking the reporting.
Or attacking Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Charles Blow tweeted out yesterday, "Everything Donald Trump accused Hillary Clinton of, he did."
Yeah, and it's a fair point that the Clinton Foundation was Trump often said that it was sort of a shady organization, and it was doing different things. In the Clinton Foundation perspective, I mean, they were using their influence to take donations and use those things around the world. Now the admission from them is that he was taking contributions for a charitable cause and was using those for his own personal gain. Yeah. You know, so the accusations are different and in some cases maybe more damaging for Donald Trump.
Matt Visor, we're going to let you go. But before we do, we want to ask you about you getting caught up in a misidentification on CNN. You are a contributor to CNN and you appeared there. And that big banner underneath you led people to think that you are actually the founder of the alt-right group that met in Washington this past weekend. The banner underneath you read what?
It was alt-right founder questions whether Jews are people.
And there was your picture above it. And you were talking about, as others were, this alt-right founder who does make that claim. But people thought it was you?
Yeah. The screen grab sort of took off on Twitter. George Takei, the Star Trek actor, actually tweeted out the image to 2 million followers. It sort of took on a life of its own and illustrated to me a little bit the era that we're in, not only with Twitter, but, you know, sort of very much on edge about language, how we refer to each other, and how we call out sort of damaging, you know, and inflammatory language.
Well, what happened was you were excoriated, you just inundated with social media messages from people who thought you were the founder of a white supremacist group who said that Jews are not people. And so to be clear, that is not you. Matt Visor, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.